Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
On January 16th, all across America in state capitals, the observance of Religious Freedom Day took place. Joining me today is Senator Dan Wattermyer from District 1, located in Syracuse, Nebraska. And Senator, you were instrumental in a proclamation signing in our very own Capitol on Religious Freedom Day. Why is this so important to you?
Well, I was just thrilled when I got the call that the governor was going to have a proclamation because I had already introduced a legislative resolution to do the very same thing. So when the governor's office called and said, hey, we already have one planned, I was just thrilled.
And what is the significance of religious freedom in America?
You know, it is significant. We need to remind ourselves every day about how we've gotten to this point in America and that First Amendment right. It's just all tied together, and it's just so critical. It's a blessing, but yet it is a right we have. And I think every day how blessed we are to maintain it and have it. I just think we need to celebrate it and rejoice in it and also, you know, call out others and remind them what we're doing.
And to live in a nation where it's not a forced religion, you get to practice the religion that is dear to you and the dictates of your conscience. Not everywhere in the world can you do that.
That's right. I mean, we see that all over the world every day. And when speakers come in from outside of our United States and tell us stories about how they live and work, it really should make us appreciate what we have in this great state and this great country.
So I encourage our listeners to express gratitude for Religious Freedom Day, that you and I have the freedom to practice our faith in the nation. Tomorrow, I encourage our listeners to join in as Senator Wattermyer shares with us the Prayer Caucus, which he has recently started with state senators. Thanks for being with us today, Senator Wattermyer.
Karen, I'm so glad to be here, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.